Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. The Reverend Marcus Zill is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Of the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Today's text comprises essentially the last words from Paul, a prisoner of the Roman government to the church in Ephesus and the surrounding churches in Asia Minor. Paul loved his congregation, but he knew what they were up against. In a few decades, Ephesus and her sister congregations would be under extreme pressure. You might recall that in St. John's Revelation, the congregation in Ephesus is the doctrinally pure church whose love has grown cold, reminding us that loveless, dogmatic purity is always a danger in the church, including ours today. You can be right in all the wrong ways. Paul loved the Ephesians, but he knew what they were up against. He knew the enemy well. He had also just given them, the Ephesians and us, what amounts to a very large section from the table of duties in the small catechism. How spouses should treat one another, how they should both treat their kids, the relationship between workers and employees, etc. And then right after that, when he's about done, to give him his final words, he says, finally, and then he writes, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his strength. He doesn't just generically say, be strong, like you gotta believe or have faith that isn't rooted in anything. Your own strength means nothing. You can't fulfill anything in and of yourself. It's only in the strength of the Lord that you can be strong. We're gonna talk a little bit here, though, about having proper clothing. I am myself a slave to fashion. Not so much in the latest fashions of the culture, but as a soldier of the crucified. You ever wonder, though, why the soldier imagery? You know we love it, but why the soldier imagery? Well, I want you to imagine the Apostle Paul sitting there, nothing to do, cold, dark prison cell, nothing to look at, except maybe this ever-present Roman guard in his attire standing there beside him, sizing up his uniform and maybe through his Christ-centered vision, thinking to himself and seeing a vision of the baptized believers that he loves, all dressed up in the gifts of Christ instead of Caesar. So a soldier it is, and he maps it out for us. First, a soldier needs to know the enemy. Paul says our struggle is not against blood and flesh. And so for this reason, you need the whole armor of God. And he uses a Greek word from which we get the English panoply. How many of you have heard the word panoply before? That is an awesome word. Of course, everyone in common has heard that before. It's in our English dictionary, though. I did check. Panoply. Kind of the whole entirety of a thing. The whole armor of God. The panoply of God's clothing. Without it, you cannot withstand the powers that are aligned against you. Don't even try. We sang it the other day. On earth is not his equal. Luther sang that of the devil. He wasn't kidding. You need all the protection you can get on earth. So, stand with the truth. Tie it around your waist like a belt. If you wade out into a fast-moving stream to rescue someone, you need to tie yourself to a lifeline. Well, truth, the truth, is the belt of God's panoply. Truth is the foundation of your faith. Jesus is the truth incarnate. God's word is truth. Of course, truth is in short supply these days, but by God's grace, each of you knows the truth. His name is Jesus. You know the truth of God's love, his forgiveness, his mercy, and Jesus. Tie it around your waist. It's your lifeline. You need body armor like spiritual Kevlar, a bulletproof vest. That's the breastplate of Jesus' righteousness, his gift to you in your baptism. You have been clothed with Christ. Listen carefully and wear him carefully. Of course, soldiers don't stand still. Wouldn't do much good if they just stood there. Your feet need to be ready to move, and your shoes are the gospel, the vehicle of peace. Blessed, happy are the feet of those who bring good news, right? When you have good news, you're propelled. You want to run and tell others. You can't help yourself. The good news of the cross and the open empty tomb mobilize our tired, aching feet. We just have to run and tell others. Even the word gospel itself comes from battlefield lore. The fight was over and the battle was won. They'd send a runner to bring the gospel, the good news of victory, back to the king. Notice that the good news is a message of peace. Soldiers of the cross are not waging war, they're waging peace on behalf of the Prince of Peace. And they're propelled by their prince to tell the world that they are reconciled in him. Victory is secure, that the enemy is defeated. Don't forget your shield either. Even Captain America doesn't want to get winged by stray arrows, right, Slayton? Absolutely. The Roman shield was made of leather, be soaked in water to kind of extinguish the flaming arrows, but your shield is the shield of the faith. And I say the faith because it's not just some generic thing. I don't think this refers to trust in the heart, though it includes it. You need something more solid and sure than faith in the heart. I think Paul is referring here to the faith, the teaching, the doctrine of Christ. Doctrine matters because it repels the flaming arrows of the devil. That's why Luther found such great comfort in the Creed and encouraged people to pray it twice a day. Because going into the world without the church's creeds and confessions is like going into a battlefield without a shield. You don't stand a chance. So take it up. Take up the faith once delivered to the saints. Make it your own. Confess it. Put on the helmet of salvation too. Your head needs protection. Adam, adorn it, and the salvation that Christ has won for you. Salvation is yours, folks, right now, as we speak. It's something to be worn on your head for all to see, but also guarding your mind when your thoughts lead you astray. Of course, it's kind of a bummer you only get one weapon. Standard issue, though, sword of the Spirit, not a bad one to have, because it's ultimately the only one that you need. The two-edged word of the law that convicts and the gospel that comforts. Of course, to take up the sword implies that you know how to use it. So be careful. Those swords are sharp. This one can cut. It can separate things that are inseparable, joint and marrow, soul, spirit. So learn it. Learn how to use it. Read it. Mark it. Inwardly digest it. Learn to use it carefully in responsibility, whether here, at your home church, or in your home. You know, we've got gun safety classes because weapons are dangerous. Well, you've got a dangerous weapon to learn how to use, and use responsibly too. Take your Bible safety classes, your catechetical courses, take them to heart. Take advantage of all of them so that no one gets hurt. So there you have it. Panoply of God, the whole armor God provides and that you already have at your disposal. Truth, righteousness, the good news of peace, the faith once delivered to the saints, salvation, and the very word of God. Everything you need to withstand the powers of darkness. Not exactly the most fashionable clothing in the fall collection of American religions. But it will be the only one standing strong and glistening on the last day. God has dressed you up. Put on the whole armor of God and wear it well, my friends. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain David McCarthy, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.